Here are the top 75 holdings, the top 75 investments, stocks, as of December 31st, 2020, of the Investment Company of America, the sample mutual fund that we discuss in the final online lecture. It is a domestic large cap growth and income stock fund, as we describe in the one presentation on the different types of mutual funds. Now, this mutual fund predates all those names that we give mutual funds, the different types and the categories. They just called themselves a stock mutual fund for decades. So what does it mean to be a domestic large cap growth and income stock fund? That means it primarily invests in large companies with the potential for capital gains, yes, you know, growth, but also they invest in companies that pay dividends, income, hence growth and income mutual fund. Many dividend-paying companies tend to be large, well-established companies that grow their dividends consistently. Most of these companies you will recognize, some you will not, and we'll learn how to research companies in the next three chapters. So, hey, you know, here's a great place to start looking at different companies, because some of them, oh yeah, you know who they are: Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, Dr. Pepper. But who's Rio Tinto, and what is BHP Group and ASML Holdings? Some of these companies, you use their products and you don't even know it, right? So, since it is a domestic growth and income stock fund, a few are foreign, but most of the companies are based in the United States. Although most of the companies are domestic, many are global in nature. Some make far more money outside the United States than they do inside the United States. Now, as of December 31st, 2020, there were 205 stocks, but the bulk of the percentage of the entire mutual fund is in these 75 stocks because they make up a bigger percentage of the mutual fund. According to Benjamin Graham, the author of The Intelligent Investor and Warren Buffett's teacher, these are the type of companies that should make up the vast majority of your investments. Large, well-established companies that have their roots deep in the economy. They're not going to explode on the upside, but they're also not going to fall into a pool of tears and dissolve. Now, that's not true. Sometimes a big company has been around for decades for whatever reason. Technology changes, the world changes. But that's very rare. Okay, all right, go ahead, take a little bit of money, buy that San Diego-based biotech startup that may become the next Amgen, or that tech startup that may create the next gotta-have app on everyone's cell phone. You may even strike it rich. Didn't work out for me that way. But make sure your portfolio is firmly focused on large companies with long histories of growing earnings and dividends. That's intelligent investing. Now, I added a little disclaimer. Remember that there are many competing investment strategies and that there are many others who will disagree with me and have some other type of advice for you. They are all wrong, of course. Yes, the younger and technically adroit folks like to text to one another, "Just kidding." No, I'm serious. There are other people who say, no, Piano is a stick in the mud. You don't want a growth and income. You want aggressive growth. Or some people say, oh, Piano is too darn aggressive. He's too darn risky. You ought to stick with bonds or companies that pay dividends and don't worry about growth. So remember, that's why there's chocolate and vanilla and some people like strawberry. But I think I'm right. For the vast majority of people, okay? Remembering that there's going to be some people out there who just believe, oh no, growth, aggressive growth. And other people who are going to go the other way. So, but this I consider to be middle of the road, moderate. Any comments, criticism, suggestions, you know where to send them. Be awesome, dear students.